Yesterday was the first day of school for most Milwaukee Public School students. Some of them were greeted by Governor Tony Evers. His first budget as governor, which was altered by GOP lawmakers, will be put to the test this school year. WUWM education reporter Emily Files has the story.
Students at Milwaukee Parkside School in Bayview were welcomed with a red carpet and drumline Tuesday morning. MPS's approximately 76,000 students are back in classrooms this week. They might not know it, but there's a new team of leaders making decisions that will affect them at the local and state level. Keith Posley is entering his first full school year as permanent MPS superintendent.
I am confident we will win in Milwaukee Public Schools.
It's Carolyn Stanford Taylor's first full school year as superintendent of the Department of Public Instruction.
We all, educators, parents, school, community, need to rally around our students.
And it's the first school year under Governor Evers' first state budget.
My job as governor is making sure that the schools have enough resources.
Evers, Stanford Taylor, Posley, and the Milwaukee School Board have all said that educational equity is a priority. That is, giving an extra boost to students with the most need. For example, Evers proposed additional funding for urban districts like MPS, which serve high proportions of poor students, English learners, and children with disabilities. But many of Evers' proposals that would have benefited MPS did not make it into the budget he signed. The Republican-controlled legislature cut Evers' proposed education funding plan by more than half.
I believe we're headed in the right direction. Do I believe that the MPS or any of the other public schools in the state of Wisconsin have adequate resources? The answer is no. But I think we're headed in the right direction. We made some good opportunities this time around.
The Milwaukee School Board agrees that the district does not have adequate resources in the two-year state budget. So the board is considering a voter referendum to collect more property tax funding. The details of how much it would cost and what the additional money would pay for are to be determined. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.